Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This shir is dedicated to Ilei Nishmas, my mother, Chaya Rachel, Bas David Tzvi. Let's take a look at Parshas Truma. We're going to take a look at we'll start from Midrash Rabbah. That's usually what we've been doing. So take a look at Midrash Rabbah. This is in Shmos Rabbah in Parsha Lamed Hey, Simin Hey. So this is discussing some of the supplies that are used in the Mishkan, and specifically it's going to focus on, it says, Dabar achar basisas akrashim maksiv l'mala, what does it say above? V'zos ha-truma asher tikhu meitam zav v'chesev u'nechoshes. Specifies that there's gold, silver, and copper. So the Midrash says, Zav zo bavel. Zav is a reference to bavel. Shneamar, as it says in Daniel, hut salma reshe di Dahav Tov, that the head of the statue was made of gold. Now this is I'll explain this point from Daniel just before we continue. There is a statue in a dream of Nebuchadnezzar. This is in Sefer Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. He actually forgets what it is, and he demands that someone tell him what his dream was and what it means. And this dream features a large statue of himself. It's gold at the top, and then has silver, and then copper, and then the bottom is iron with earth. And Daniel tells him what the dream is, and he interprets it as the gold head of the statue being reference to the Babylonian Empire, Malchus Bavel, and the silver is the Persian Median Empire, and the copper is the Greek Empire, and then the bottom, which is iron, is a reference to the Roman Empire, to Edom, and that's how Daniel interprets it, and it's an allusion to the four. The Arba Galuyos, the four exiles and the four empires that rule over the Jewish people in Jewish history, at least once they entered the land of Israel. So now back to this Midrash. The Midrash says the gold in the Mishkan, so that's a reference to the Bavel, because in the dream, the gold of the statue is Bavel. The Chesef, Zomadai, and the silver that's donated in the Mishkan all is a reference to Madai. Shneamar, Chadohi, Uzroizi, Chasav, quotes the Pasuk Daniel. And Nechoshes, Zoyavan. That's copper. The copper is the Greeks. Shneamar, Mohi, Verachasek, Dinachash. Aval Barzel, Ein Ksiv Kan. But iron is not written here, right? Meaning there's gold, silver, and copper. There's no iron, which would be the reference to the Romans. Loba Mikdash, Vloba Mishkan. Not in the Mikdash, not in the Mishkan. And before we continue, I just want to take a look at a Midrash Tanhuma that it would seem to be a parallel Midrash. It says that, it's very similarly, this is a Midrash Tanhuma, Parshas Truma, Simin Zayin. It says, Zov Kneged Malchus Bavel, and it quotes the Pasuk, Kesef Kneged Malchus Madai, and actually, it brings an interesting source, a different source than our Midrash in Midrash Rabbah brought. It says, Dichsiv Vaseres Alafim Kikar Kesef. That's a pasuk from Miguel Sester, as we're going to be reading soon, that there were 10,000 bars of silver that Haman donated to the cause for his day of hate for the Jewish people on the 13th of Adar. He dedicated silver. So over here, that's another reason, not just from the statue in Nebuchadnezzar's dream of Sefer Daniel, but another source of the connection between Paras U'Madai and Kesef. Anyway, continues, Nechoshes Keneged Malchus Yavan, Shehip Chusa Mikulam, because copper is the weakest of them all, is the least of them all, and so are the Greeks. And then it continues, V'oros Elim Ma'adamim, and the skins of rams that were dyed red, which are mentioned in the Pasuk as well, Keneged Malchus Edom, which is Keneged Malchus Edom, the Romans, that are, because it's Edom, is Adom, it's red in Ma'adamim, these red skins. And then it says, V'yitzeh Arishan Admoni, and then, and that's what it says. And then it mentions that the Shemen Lama Or that's mentioned afterwards, the oil for lighting. So the Midrash in Tanchuma says, Zemel HaMashiach. Okay, beautiful. Now that's the Midrash Tanchuma, but now I want to jump back to the Midrash Rabbah. It's different. Midrash Tanchuma tried to include different materials that allude to the Arba Galuyos. But according to Midrash Rabbah, That's not what's going on here. The Mitra focuses on the gold, silver, copper. Those three metals are clearly in their own category. And there's one that is noticeably missing, and that is the iron. Why is the iron missing? Ava barzel ein ksiv kanet. There's no barzel in the Mikdash. There's no in the Mishkan. So Lama, why, asks the Midrash back in Midrash Rabbah. Not like Midrash Tanchuma, that just says it's an allusion to the four Goluyos. But according to Midrash Rabbah, the metals mentioned here specifically exclude the iron, which is the Edom metal. So what does it say? Lama shenimshal bo Edom shechariva beis hamikdash. Because iron is compared to the Edom, the Romans, who destroyed the beis hamikdash. Lila medecha, because this teaches you. Shemi kol hamalchios yikabel kadosh baruch hu daron la sid lavo chutz me'adom. That in the future, Hashem will accept daron. He will accept gifts and donations from every malchus, every kingdom, every nationality, except for Edom. Why? Because of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Midrash then asks, "Vahari Bavel af hi hecheriva so, but Bavel also destroyed the base of Mikdash. They destroyed the first Mikdash. Ela ad shelo ki akal so, but this Midrash says, but they didn't completely destroy it. Aval Edom maksiva. What does it say by Edom? This is in Tehillim al Naros Bavel Kuflam et Zayin. It says, "Ha'omrim oru ad hisodba ad achshav hisodba." They completely destroyed it, burned everything to the ground. Bavel, and Eitz Yosef over here quotes the Gemara that, you know, of Serpad, Srefas, there was really only a burning of the roof by Bavel. They kind of went in, they did some destruction, and then took the Jewish people out and took them as slaves. But the Romans completely destroyed it to its foundation. Lefikach lo nichtav barzel b'mishkan u'b'mikdash. Therefore, we don't mention barzel, iron, by the Mishkan and the Mikdash, Shemeshulun Bo Edom, that Edom is compared to. And then it says, it elaborates a little bit more, V'chinatam Otsi L'sid L'vosha, Kolom Osasin L'havi Doron L'melech HaMashiach, Mitzrayim Evit Chil. What's going to happen is that all the nations are going to bring Doron, they're going to bring their gifts when Mashiach comes, and Mitzrayim, the Egyptians are going to come, and they're going to bring a gift, and they're thinking to themselves, there's no way that they're going to accept gifts from us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, no, you can, yeah, you hosted, Achsan Yenasu L'vanai B'Mitzrayim, you hosted my children in Egypt, so I'll accept your gifts. And then Cush, likely the Ethiopians, will make a kal v'chomer, it says, and they'll say, well, listen, the Egyptians enslaved them, enslaved the Jewish people, and their gift is accepted. So for sure, we're going to get accepted, and all these nations are going to give gifts and contribute to the Beis HaMikdash. And then, of course, Edom is going to come along. Achach Machos, Edom comes and says, kal v'chomer. He says, ma halalu she'enon acheihem kiblu mehem anu alachas kam v'kam. But they say, look, all these other nations, the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, everybody else is bringing gifts, and they're being accepted, and they're not brothers, but we, Edom, we're from Esav, we're brothers with Klal Yisrael, so for sure they're going to accept us, and then they're going to want to give a gift to Mashiach, and Hashem is going to reject them and say, no, you cannot give a gift to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you cannot contribute to the Beis HaMikdash, don't give anything to Mashiach, we don't want your dirty money. And what the Midrash may be getting at, it's going to the foundation, if you will, of what Edom did. What's the difference between Bavel and Edom? So Bavel, yes, they were arrogant. Nebuchadnezzar was arrogant. He wanted to take over the world. He wanted to enslave. He wanted slaves. So he went in. He invaded. He took over Yerushalayim, just like he took over basically the rest of the civilized world, and took control. He didn't completely destroy the Mikdash. It wasn't necessarily a full out war on God. In fact, he even is commended by Chazal for certain aspect of kavod that he showed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Bavel. That's a different story. Do we like them? No. Are we happy with what they did? No. But that happened. But Edom is so much more. It's rooted in this horrible hatred of Esav, Sonei Es Yaakov, that it wasn't enough that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and that it wasn't just controlling Israel. It was completely destroying the Mikdash to its foundation, to its core, to cause suffering and misery, to slaughter Jews like they're nothing. It was just tremendous amount of hate. And that hate, that can't be overlooked at any point. There's not really any tshuva that can be done from that. At the end of days, l'sid l'vo, when Mashiach comes, they're not going to be accepted. Those haters, that Esav, that Edom, who hated us so much that wanted to uproot and completely destroy anything we're able to accomplish, that is the most evil. And predicted from a long time ago in the metals that were used for the Mishkan, the gold, the silver, and the copper, that everybody, the Babylonians, the Persian Medians, the Greeks, at some point in the future, the Egyptians, they're going to be able to contribute. But what's noticeably missing is the iron, that the Romans will not be able to contribute at that time. And it's it's important for us to think about this. Truthfully, it's most important for the haters to think about this, but it's also important for us as Chal Yisrael to think about this, is that Hashem is paying attention. Hashem is paying attention to any hate that is thrown at his children. And there is certain hate that Hashem will not forgive. There's certain destruction, there's certain pain that Hashem will not overlook. L'asid lavo. So Mirtz Hashem. Hashem should watch over his people. He should watch over Klal Yisrael. He should protect us from all our enemies that surround us. And Hashem should bring us to that day where the truth will be out, where the Babylonians and Greeks and Persian Medians and everybody else, the modern days of that, will come and want to contribute, and Ki Mitzion Teitzei Tzara Devar Hashem Yerushalayim, they'll want to experience it, that, and the Goy Echad Ba'aretz of Klal Yisrael will get the recognition as the Goy Echad, and most importantly, that we'll have the clarity of Bayomahu Yeah Shemachad Shmo Echad. Have a safe and beautiful Shabbos.